Susan Earle is an actress, comic and writer from Dinton in Buckinghamshire. You may have seen her on ITV on Christmas Day in a drama about the ice skaters Torvill and Dean. Susan played Betty Dowson, Christopher Dean's stepmother. And Susan's also taught meditation and mindfulness and led life coaching groups. So I thought it'd be a good idea to talk to her. And she joins us from her home now. Hello.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How do you feel at the start of a new year? Do you get the winter blues?
I love a fresh start. I really like January and that kind of idea of positive change and what can I do differently this year. Yeah, the dark weather does kind of get to me a little bit, but I'm trying to do the kind of same things I would do in the summer, apart from clothing, but I try to be as social as I would be in the summer because I know that that keeps my own positivity up.
But do you accept that for many people it is a difficult time of the year? They don't like the cold mornings or the cold afternoons. It's still getting dark quite early and they just are frightened of going out and they kind of hibernate for a bit.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's kind of a lovely thing to snuggle inside. And I think for a lot of people, and myself included, it's kind of harder work to kind of keep a positive mindset when it's cold and when the days are darker. There are things you can do to help yourselves that I certainly do them to keep myself feeling positive. The main thing is to add in as many positive thoughts as I can. Our brain is kind of inherently likes to focus on the negative, and I've learned that through all the meditation work that I did. So just focusing on what we are grateful for or some positive things that we've done in the day, that really helps me to feel like things are good and not to just focus on the negative stuff.
Think about the present, what you've done today then, when it gets to tea time or early evening, yes?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, our minds kind of take things for granted so much. And at the moment, I'm doing a practice where I write down at the end of the day just a few things that I've done that have either gone well. And it could be I was really a good mum in that moment when my son was having a meltdown over something, or I made a call to somebody. I was feeling a bit nervous about making that call, but I did it anyway. And I'm just kind of writing those things down. And I learned that practice from a thing called the Thrive Programme, which I did at the end of last year. And that's a really good positive thinking programme that people can do that can help them during these times when it's a bit harder. But it's a really good book that you can either buy and just do it yourself. And there's lots of exercises in the book that just kind of help change your mindset about things. It looks at things like catastrophic thinking or paranoia and societal pressures and just kind of really just boosts your self-esteem and gets you realising what's really good about yourself. So you can either do it with a Thrive consultant. I saw a wonderful woman called Cara Ostrin, who's got a practice in Aylesbury, and she was great. We had so much fun during the sessions. It was completely different to something like therapy. I really genuinely enjoyed all the sessions I did with her. And for me, I thought it was worth it.
The website claims that the Thrive programme makes you more robust, more resilient and more confident and less prone to anxiety and stress and depression. Would you go along with that, having been through it?
Absolutely. And I've always been an avid reader of self-help books, much to the annoyance of many of my friends. I'll buy them for Christmas and things like that. They're like, thanks, Susan. I was a bit like, surely I know all this stuff by now, having taught meditation and led life group coaching groups myself. But I honestly learned so much more and such a different approach. And it was so simple compared to the other things that I'd learned, which almost contradicted each other. The market is so flooded now with so many different approaches of what to do. You could do meditation, you could do this. So yeah, it has worked for me.
In a matter of weeks then, you felt more confident.
Yes, I did. It was really bizarre. I think Rob talks in his book that self-esteem is only ever 2 weeks old, so it doesn't matter what happened to someone 4 weeks ago. It's really only in the last 2 weeks the events that have happened that make you feel self-confident or not. So for me, yeah, it did. There was a big turnaround in about 3 weeks.
Which is interesting. And so you're suggesting that one needs to top up our mental exercises and our mental health on a regular basis throughout the year.
Absolutely. It is like going to the gym. So you can't just go to the gym for 4 weeks and then 5 months later expect that good work you did to still be benefiting your body. It's something that you've just got to do. If it's meditation or whatever kind of positive thinking tools you're needing, just like with the body, you've got to do them in order to reap the benefits of them.